En vanoggend, as dit weer vir my duidelik toe ek aan bid kry, ek net weer die twee prentjies. Moses as 'n moordenaar staan in die woestyn en hy staan voor die brandende bos en God sê vir hom, I'm the great I am. En ons weet hoe Moses teenoor God respond. Ons weet hoe hy teenoor God optree as hy dit hoor. Maar as die mens kyk, so paar duisend jaar later, staan Jesus voor die fariseërs in die kerk, hy staan voor die kerk en hy sê, I'm the great I am, en dan wil hulle hom met klippe doodgooi. En die twee responses wat ons sien, is so duidelik soos daglig, en dis een van die goed waar die Here ons mee in die laaste dag uitdaag. Am I your great I am? Am I your only savior? Am I the Christ? Not a Christ, the Christ. And you know, when Jesus looks at you with his eyes, he cuts right through you. He cuts right through all the hypocrisy. And he sees the heart. And I love God for that. Because you can't hide when he starts talking to you. You know, and I love what he's doing. So that is what this is about. This is what this message is about this morning. I've titled my message, Overcoming Your Weaknesses. Hoe oorkom jy die swakpunte? Ons almal van ons het ons Achilles heel, nee. Almal het hom. En ek weet jy of jy helemaal gekap het of beseer het he. Om daarna iets te doen is baie moeilik. En so ons gaan vanochtend praat oor ons swakplekke. We're going to talk about our weaknesses this morning. And I think it's important for the season that we're in. Because only Christ can help you through difficult times. I can promise you that. All the other stuff that we find out there is good advice. The gospel's not good advice. The gospel's good news. So ons, jy travel nie om goeie raad te kry nie. We really want to listen to good news. Good news about a king that has already won. Maar in ander woorde, ons praat oor 'n God wat al reeds gewen het. Hy maak nie voorstelletjies of het 'n simposiumpie waar ons handjies opsteek van ons is nou demokrate nie. Hy kom in en hy stap in my lewe en hy geef ons 'n mandaat en hy sê, luister, ek glo in jou, ek weet jy glo nog nie in jouself. Ja, toe maar, ek's lief vir jou, hier's 'n sakdoekie vir jou af jou trane, maar as jy my volg, dan ga jy groot dinge doen. Ja, maar Here, wat van my swakpunte? Moses, ag, los nou die hakkelry, is right, ek sal dit uitsort. You see, Moses, when he was standing in front of the burning bush, he was never going to need the gift to speak like a politician. He was only going to need the gift of miracles. En het die man vir jou wonderwerke verrig. Springkaantjies hier, bloed in die rivier, pestilensies op die vee. Dis wat hy het nodig gehad om te praat hier. En toch sy skrif, God het kwaad geraak met hom, omdat hy heel tyd teruggegaan het na sy swakhede toe. There's something that the man didn't understand, but God persuaded him, because God has a way of persuading us. God really has a way of persuading you. Ek wil jou uitdaag om bykie met God te redeneer. Gaan sit daar so op 'n berg en redeneer bykie met hom. Vertel hom bykie wat jy dink, hoe jy voel, hy die wêreld moet regeer. Gaan, ek doen het gereeld. Ek kom altyd verloorder uit. Maar it's fine, it's good for you. Dis goed om pak sla te kry in die teenwoordigheid van 'n koning wat weet hoe om pak te kry, pak te gee. Kan ek amen kry? Oh. Ons mag seker nie meer pak kry sê nie. Because God is only love. But this morning we're going to look at the Apostle Paul and his weaknesses. And I mean, it was a real challenging thing for the Apostle Paul to write this, but there's a reason why the Holy Spirit and Christ recorded this. And the Apostle Paul says, and he's writing to the church in Corinth, he's really going through difficult times. You know, he's writing to the church in Corinth, and the Apostle Paul says to them, three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But God, Jesus said to me, now, if you read the text, you would see that Jesus, you can deduce from the scriptures that Jesus appeared to him because Jesus said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. It's not God speaking to him, it's Jesus. Three times, and he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your what? In your? Now that is something that a lot of Christians don't want to hear. That Christ will show himself powerfully when you're at your weakest. Christians hate to hear that. I love to preach it. At myself also. Ek moet gereeld so voor 'n speeltjie staan en ek moet staan, broer, jy voel hom maar bitter vir oggend. Maar die Here sal hom vandag kragtig deur jou wys wanneer jy op jou swakste is. Now, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that they're weak. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses. There Paul says again, weaknesses. So that the power of Christ may rest upon me. One of those dichotomies we don't understand. How can God be powerful when I'm weak? How can we be strong when we're weak? Are you with me? For the sake of Christ then, I am content, again Paul says, with my weaknesses. Then he gives another list. He talks about insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. Then he says again, for when I'm weak, I'm strong. Just a tip, when you read scripture, check out which words the Holy Spirit repeats. It's just a tip. So the word that the Holy Spirit repeats here is weaknesses and weak. It's as if the Holy Spirit for us will say oor ons swakheid, maar ons wil het nie hoor nie. Ons wil so opbreek as hy met die Heer bezig. Los my af. Kryf my twee slaap hulle. Wil niemand nou my sien nie. Julle ken hy nie. Ken julle nie dit nie? Voel julle nooit so nie? Yes, so voel ek alleen so. But there's a challenge. And I'm going to, I'm just three C's this morning. Everybody says challenge. We're going to first talk about the challenge. What's the challenge? God won't let you use weaknesses as an excuse for not doing what he's asking you to do. You must make a peace with that. God won't let you use weaknesses as an excuse for not doing what he's asking you to do. Christ doesn't take no for an answer. Even when you're weak, you know what he'll do? He'll choose somebody else. Hy gaan nie met jou, jy weet, klein nie, maar hy gaan net sê, luister, ek is weer hier om hierdie ding. Maar as jy nie, hy sal aanbeweeg. Ek sê altyd vir Almarie, ek weet nie die hoeveelste persoon is ek wie God gevra het om hierdie kerk te lei nie. Dan mag dalk vier voor my gewees het. Ek is dalk die tiende een. Sê ek moet nie dink ek so wat wonder sien. Ek is ook nie beter as die ander manne wat nie kans gesien het as gevolg van hulle swakhede nie. Want ek het ook. Is julle met my? Maar God se hart van die begin af. Kyk, julle moet nie bekommerd wees nie. Hy weet jy het swakhede, hoor. Hy weet jy is aan my gebore. Dit verras hom nie. Jou woede verras hom nie. Jou stilstype maak jy vir hom seer nie. Jou stilstype mag dalk jou vrou seer maak, maar nie vir hom nie. Hy laat hom nie vermaak met stilstype. Ons dink, ek weet jy of jy al ook gedink het, nou gaan ek die Here vermaak nie. Jylle laat, ons laat mekaar lelik lag vir oggend die man. Jy kan nie vir God vermaak nie. En as ek so in 'n hoekie sit en ek kry myself so jammer, dis nie asof hy nou vir my jammer kry nie. En vir my jammer voel nie. Weet julle hoekom voel hy nie vir my jammer en kry my nie jammer nie? Want hy sien my nie as 'n verloorder nie. Hy dink net, maar my magtig, as die kind nou weet hoe ek oor hom voel, dan sal hy nou hier opstaan en vir hom ordentlike ontbyt maak en die dag aanpak. That's what Christ will say to us. Does that mean he doesn't have compassion? He has a lot of compassion. He has a lot of empathy. En ek hoor soveel Christene teëstaan sê, maar hoe kan die Here die pyn en lyding, jy weet, toelaat? Mense, dan sou hy nie gekom het aarde toe nie. Hy weet hoe ons voel. Hy weet precies hoe elkeen van ons hy voel. En dis die rede hoekom hy gekom het. Nie oor hy iets moet bewys nie. Omdat hy net vir ons wil gewys het, luister, ek kan my vereenselwig met waar jy jou bevind. I really can. I have empathy with you. I have sympathy with you. I have compassion on you. And because of that, I'll move mountains for you, if you will allow me to. So Christ will not allow us to use our weaknesses. He will not. That's what we learn from the Apostle Paul. The other two challenges that we need to face, a weakness means that you don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes. Can everybody say, we don't have what it takes? You have to admit that. Daar kom 'n tyd wat 'n kind op skool vinnig hardloop. Woe, my kind hardloop vinnig. Kyk jy foto's, daar kom jy op hoërskool. Daar's as ek 'n ander pere wie se sokkies te die op is, en hulle hardloop jou kind weg. Jy weet, nou kom jou kind 6de. Nou om vir jou kind, wanneer hy 6de kom, te sê, jy kan, is baie gevaarlik. Want jy moet vir hom sê, my kind, het jy gesien hoe ver is hy ou onder jou uit? Kom ons raak net realisties. Maar ek weet nie waar Christene aan hierdie doktrine kom, dat my kind gaan nou wen nie, en ons vertel ons kinders leens, is jylle met my? Ek sê nie, ons moet ons kinders, ons glo in hulle nie, maar daar sekere plekke waar hy moet ons nou maar besef. Are you with me? And then we must tell the kids, no my son, you don't have what it takes, but Christ wants to teach you something here. The fact that you can't run doesn't mean God wants you to run. It just means you need to focus on what he wants to do. Nou, ons likes jy dit, want ons wil het jy het met jy. The second thing is, weakness means that we desperately need God. We desperately, desperately, desperately need him. And that's what I like about what the songs that you picked to us. It was about desperately needing God in a situation where we can't turn anything. Ek moet vir julle sê, daar's baie wat jy met wilskrag kan doen hoor. Met wilskrag kan 'n mens baie doen. Jy kan baie ver kom, jy kan baie hard oefen, jy kan hoër hoogtes gebruik, en ek wil julle aanmoedig om dit te doen. Maar jy kan dit nie doen ten koste van jou verhouding met die Here nie. And that is what weakness is saying. You can't do this without me. So that's the challenge. The second C. Can somebody say, the comfort. What is Jesus committed to do? In that scripture we see, Christ will give you the power to endure hardship. Christ is committed to do that. Christ won't give you good advice. Christ will give you the power to endure hardship. That's what Christ is committed to do. Christ isn't only committed to breakthrough. He's committed to give you the ability to keep on so that you can see the breakthrough. Hy gaan nie dit wegtoer nie. Soos een nou eendag gesê het vir 'n kulkunsnaar, kan hy nie huis toe kom en sy vrou kom gaaf toer nie. God toer die mense gaaf nie. Waar jy nou al gesien, jy kan iemand gaaf toer. Dit vat tyd om iemand gaaf te kry. Niks ernstig. Luister, jy moet lag. As die mense kom, lag. Wees gaaf. Sê vir iemand, sit jy eerste. It takes time. Are you with me? Christ will give you that power. Secondly, Christ will strengthen you when you're struggling. Physically, it's not about the physis. Met ander woorde, die stories wat ek hoor van mense wat siek is en kankers het, en net hulle vermoe om aan te hou, mense, dis bonatuurlik. If you're with Christ, it's on one level, it's supernatural. But then, mentally, this is the battle within your mind. God, do I really need to get up this morning? Here moet ek regtig opstaan. Ek sien nie kans vir die dagie. And then he'll move into that room and he'll get you out of that bed. Then you'll go again. But then the most difficult part is Christ will give it to you spiritually. Jou wilskrag kan jou uit die kooi uit kry. Jou positieve denke kan jou ook uit die kooi uit kry. But spiritually Christ needs to do something inside of you so that it will keep you sustained. To keep on. Now that's the good news. The challenge is we need to admit. The good news is Christ is already committed to helping each and every one of us through our weaknesses. Kan ek 'n amen kry? And then Christ will help you to experience forgiveness. Nou dis 'n grootte. Want in jou oomblikke van swakheid, kan ek julle geheim vertel? Na vandag is dit nie meer nie. 'N geheim nie. Maar in jou swakheid sal iemand jou altyd seermaak. Julle ken die story, moenie iemand wat lê al reeds skop nie. We're experts at that. We kick people when they're down. Sometimes we do it intentionally, sometimes we do it unintentionally. But then Christ must give you the power to forgive. Om te kan sê, okay, het my geskop maar. Ek moet aanbeweeg. God is also committed to do that. Hoe weet ek het? Want hy het gedoen. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. The ultimate sacrifice. So, the Apostle Paul says, we read it then again. Now that you know that, let's read the scripture again. For the sake of Christ, then I'm content with my weaknesses, my insults, my hardships, my persecutions, and my calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Insults. Nou raak Paulus spesifiek oor hoe sy swakhede uitgewys word. Hy sê nie wat sy weakness is nie. We don't know what his weakness is, because he says he pleaded with the Lord 3 times for this thorn in the flesh. We don't know what the thorn in the flesh is. We can speculate about it. But now we get specific. Sekere goed gebeur met hom wat die doring in die vlees uitlaat staan. Nou kom, die eerste ene wat hy sê is an insult. Insults, if we can look at that quickly, when people think of clever ways of making your faith or your lifestyle or your words look stupid or weird or inconsistent. Ken jy daai ene? Waar mense doelbewus, hulle is nou net sommer plain lelik met jou. En hulle het sulke kreatiewe maniere om jou altyd soos 'n hond te laat voel. Jy weet, as jy nou aan die teekamer sit by die werk, en dan kom hulle in, hulle praat mooi, en as jy as sit, dan vloek hulle die Here se naam. Dis Here dit en Here dat, en hulle vloek God se naam, en dan weet jy, dis nou op my gemik. En ek is mos nog weer al Christen. Of jy sit daar en iemand kom en, ja nee, ek staan vir aborsies. Kliphard. Ek is 'n voorstander van aborsies, jong. Ja nee. Ek is daar, dan weet jy, dis nou weer op my gemik. Jesus nou. And it's clever to making your faith or your last that look stupid. So verduidelik nou vir my, hoe hy die dood het opgestaan. bestaan daar God, verduidelik vir ons. And obviously you can't explain it. You look stupid. You can't explain it. Hoe verduidelik jy nou vir iemand God het uit die dood uit opgestaan, behalwe dat het nou geskiedkundig is en jy kan 'n bietjie lank oor debatteer, of hoe werk wonderwerke, of wat van die pastor in die son, hy het geld gesteel, jylle, jy weet, nou is het voor ander mense, nou wat moet jy nou sê? Maar nou die ding kom vir jou swakhede. It's not the insult. The insult is gunning for your weakness. You know your weakness is anger. So you're sitting there, you're biting on your teeth. Kom nog een keer nader aan my. Dan slaat ek jou met die bak lasagne. I swear to God and after that I'll repent. And then I'll do as they do in the mafia movies. Ek gooi heilige holy water op jou en die mafia maak ons net so. Dat is het alright as jy jou doodgemaak het, but I'll do that. Of jy weet, the rejection. I'm gonna feel rejected after this. Everybody's laughing at me. En dan krijg jy jou verlang jammer. En dan moet jou kleingroep weer 2 weke met jou na berg toe. Want hulle moet nou eerst weer vir jou uit die toestand uit krijg. That insult is gunning for your weakness. I want you to start thinking about what is your weakness. The second thing Paul says is hardships. Circumstances forced upon you. It's a reversal of fortune against you, your will. This could refer to any situation where you feel trapped. You didn't plan it or think it would be this way, but there you are and it is hard. Jou kinders raak 14 keer siek in 1 jaar, jou medies is uitgeput, die rekeninge kom, jy het al geolie en gesalf en gebid en duivels uitgedryf, maar jou kinders bly siek, jy weet nie wat gaat aan nie, en daar besluit die trokdrijver om aan die slaap te raak en hy rijd deur jou voorhuis. Nou, dis moes jy het beplan moes jy soeets, nie? As daar iemand is wat sulke goed in die lewe beplan, kom praat met my toe. Ek wil regtig weet, hoe kry jy dit reg? But it's hard. Dit gebeur. En nou praat ek, nou gaan ek met ouens en met mense praat, wat nooit die ding eindtyd kan sien nie. Jy kan nooit een meisie het nie. Jy moet altyd 5 het. Jy kan nooit 1 werk het nie. Jy het al so 8 werke. Jy kan nooit 'n ding eintyd doen nie. Now, what hardships does, hardships is gunning for that. Hardships want you to give up. It's hard. But now you have to stand and you need to resist. Nou, ek sê nie, dis vir almal so nie. En ek weet ek vir algemeen nou. But I'm just throwing this at you because I want you to think about the weaknesses. Then the Apostle Paul talks about persecutions, wounds, or abuses, or painful circumstances, or acts of prejudice or exploitation from people because of your Christian faith, or your Christian moral commitments. It is when you are not treated fairly, you get a raw deal. As hulle hoor jy is 'n Christen, dan hanteer hulle jou anders. They treat you unfair. Die kinders op school sal nou weet waarvan ek praat. As jy nie sê vir die okkapyp, hoe sy is heilig, hoe sy is dit, hoe hy is die. Just when you're making a stand for that which is wrong, then people treat you unfairly. That thing wants to come for your weakness. The people around you is not the problem. The people around you is not the problem. The challenge is the problem is inside of you. And Christ wants to show you something about the problem that's inside of you. Because if you settle that thing inside of you, you will handle the people around you very easily. It's what Christ says, come to me and I'll give you rest. My burden is light, my yoke is easy. So if you yoke with me, I'll go through with you through these circumstances. It doesn't matter what it is, but if you yoke with me, these circumstances it will become very easy for you to deal with it. And then the Apostle Paul talks about calamities or distresses or difficulties or troubles. The idea is one of pressure or crushing or being weighed down, circumstances that tend to overcome you with stress and tension. Behalwe dat die ouwe in jou huis in rij, besluit die manne aan die Midde-Ooste, petrol moet nou dierder raak. En die lands ekonomie gaan in een recessie. En jy voel die druk. Dan allemaal bel.
Meneer,
jy so twee paiemente achter op die kredietkaart en dan leid die ander van, meneer, as jy nie nou die doktersrekening kom betaal, dan moet ons die oorgie aan die prokureurs, en dan loop jy, en dan kom maar nog een oproep, meneer, skoolfooi is nou op, met so extra 700 rand, en jy denk, jyre, waar gaan die 700 rand vandaan kom? Wat sê ek vir al die mense? Dis jy, as ek slechte skuld het, dis net die druk, en dan aan jy te, papa, ek wil swem, en papa, ek het een nieuwe cricketkolf nodig, en papa, ek gaan ons begin een spies gooi, jy weet, en dan denk jy daar, en jy lach, en mama sê, ek gaan awaken toe, ek het hy rokkie nodig, ne, ek het om haar gesien, en jy lach, ek sal vir alles kry, en as hulle gaat slaap, en dan in die aand, jyre, wacht, ek al die geel, ek weet, jy weet, you know what I'm talking about? Calamities. It just puts so much stress on you. Of hy cliënt wat so moeilik is. Hy dink jy het nou weer die cliënt vir my gegee. En hoe moet ons die jaar een week met hulle spandeer? Met meneer Moses. Hy man is een beskof man, hy groet die is hy. Jy weet, en dan kom hier die dag daar, en die werk is druk, en jy weet, jy moet dan af 12 te werk, en meneer Moses kom in die kantoor, en hy sê, morgen, maar jy is daar, hy kyk jy is vir jou nie, en hy sê, wie wil baie, ek soek die boeken 2 hier op my kantoor, hy kyk jy in jou gezicht, en jy staan daar, en hier hy druk, en scripture says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, another sermon, but we have to look at it, so, the counter attack, the third C, everybody says counter-attack. Challenge, Jesus' commitment, and now the counter-attack. Then we're going to end off. Number one, pray to God about your weaknesses. If you've never prayed about it, today's a good day to start. Just to tell God how you feel, how uncomfortable it makes you feel. But now here's the catch. You can't pray about it if you don't know what it is. Jy gaan in die lig bid, wind bid. Jy moet bid soos Mike Tyson slaan. Vinnig raak en om. Punt. Ons sit hier nog lank. Gaan tik in Mike Tyson knockouts op YouTube. Daar is so 'n 15 of 10 minute klip wat hulle gemaakt het. Hulle begin waarmee hulle vir hom uitslaan. En dan rewind hulle, daar begin hulle waar hy begin het. Mense, dis iets om te aanskou. Now watch that boy knock out somebody. Now there is a picture for me of how to fight. As Christians fight ons nog vir 12 rondes. But we've got the Holy Spirit, we can win in the first round. And if Christ wants us to fight a really long fight, he'll give us the strength to stand for 12 rounds. Maar gaan kyk vir ou Mike. Mike Spearley. Mike is nie Mike Skutte nie. Ek kan julle een van, kyk, hulle het vir Mike Skutte ook gejaag, nee, een klomp ouwens, met een Datsun bakkie dier een bos. Dis een ware story. Ek weet nie ook om julle lach, he. Maar hulle wil hom beroof, en toe rij in die neus na bos, en toe stop hy die bakkie, toe spring hy uit, toe haat op al die ouwens weg. Toe dink Mike, wat gaan nou aan? Toe sy safety belt nog aan, en die Datsun bakkie lee op sy sy. So they knew there was trouble. They knew. So pray to God about your weaknesses. Pray to God about your weaknesses. Then, humility is an important key En kan ek net dit sê, as jy nie vir jouself kan lag nie, dat is jy al baie ver af om groot probleme te ontwikkel vir jouself. I'm serious, if you can't laugh for yourself, you're in really big trouble. But humility is an important key. This will open a door for you that will give you the ability to receive God's grace. God will not, you won't experience God's grace if you're not humble. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Dis nie dat God dit gee nie. The grace is already there, you just can't receive it. You're not in a position to receive. You want to buy it, you want to sell it, but you can't receive it. And Christ says grace is something that you can't buy. You can't vote for it. You can pray for it, but if you don't have the humility, you will never receive it, even if you pray for it. Humility is a key. And then, focus on what God thinks of you and his plan for you. That's really important. What does God think of me? Wat dink hy van jou? Hoe voel hy oor jou? Weer eens, as jy nie die nederigheid het nie, dan gaan jy altyd dink wat jy van jouself dink en wat ander mense van jou dink. So you're controlled about what people say about you. And then your weakness will bring glory to God, a confidence in God. Difficult. This is the most difficult. Because God knows your weaknesses and God wants your weakness to bring glory to him. Hy gaan nie vir jou deurbraak en oorwinning gee oor jou swakhede om vir jou te laat goed lyk nie. Was jy in 'n situasie waar dit baat nie meer wat jy verduidelik nie? En het baat nie hoe jy jouself verduidelik nie. Niemand glo jou meer nie. Nou as jy by punt my net kan sê, Here, jy moet nou vir my uitlig. Die Engels is mooi, God vindicate me. En het is nie lekker nie. Because vindication is always supernatural. Oof, jylle, we're talking about weaknesses. Be faithful and do what you need to do and learn the art of resistance. We must all join the resistance movement. Just resisting everything and anything that comes that wants to attack us. We just stand, we do what we do. In ander woorde, ek voel nie lekker nie, maar ek gaan werk toe, en ek gaan glimlag, en ek gaan groet. Goeiemôre allemaal. Ek voel nie lekker nie, maar ek wens julle lekker dag toe. Ek voel so 'n bietjie af 'n dag, maar ek sien om my werk te doen. And I get behind my desk, and I do my job to the best of my ability, because I need to be a blessing to everybody around me. En so nou en dan skeer ek 'n blaai uit my boek waar ek geskryf het, want my traan het op die ink geval en toe smudge het. Ek kan die blaai weer oorskryf, but I'll do my job excellently. All my customers that come in, I'll give them the best. I do it faithfully. En as het met iemand anders goed gaan, in een area, maar in hy selfe area gaan het nie met my goed nie, dan leer ek my die discipline aan om bly te wees vir hulle en bly te wees saam met hulle. Ek is so bly vir julle vir dit, man. Prys God. Ek voel nie so lekker nie, but I'm really so glad, and I'm saying it because I really love what's happening in your life. En die aand kom jy by 'n persoon wat by iemand in die dood afgestaan het, then you cry with them. Mourn with those who mourn. Be joyful with those who are joyful. You just learn the art of resistance. And then stay accountable when you do have a God-given strategy. You need to talk to somebody about your weaknesses. And you need to talk to somebody about the strategy that God has given you. Een van die mooie prentjies wat die Here my in die laaste tyd gewys het, is die manier hoe die Israeliete deur die Rooi See gestap het. Maar nou om julle die prentjie verstaan het, dis meer as 1 miljoen Jode, seker meer as 2 miljoen Jode, en hulle staan nou voor die Rooi See, en hulle kan hoor, hier kom iemand mense agter ons aan, jy kan ons nou hoor, en jy kan ons nou sien op, hey, wat se wolkies, en jy besef maar, ja, hulle kom ons nou doodmaak. Jy het nie 'n keuse of jy deur die Rooi See wil gaan nie. Jy moet maar nou, jy weet, want jy kan ook nie weghardloop, want te hardloop jy. So nou sê God vir Moses, maak het oop, en dis die ding wat my gevang het. Die Rooi See gaan oop, en nou stap ons allemaal deur, en dis die prentjie wat God vir my gegee het. Ek sien elke keer, ek dink aan die ouens wie ek en Shofar se pastoor ons, en hoe elke nou dit, nou Heinrich waar daar achter die rekenaar sit, hy sou nou deur hierdie see, en dis hoe ek nou dink, hoe hy na sal gekyk het, hier moet een wetenskapelike verduideliking vir dit gewees. Dis, ek weet nie hoe die wind waai nie, want skrif sê ons, daar het een wind gekom, ek weet. Dis wat hy nou 10-10-1 sou gedoen het. Verstaan hy? O, Alwyn, hy is moos een surfer, verstaan hy? Ek dink so aan allemaal. My vrou sou net geloop het, ek het hulle mos gesê, you mess with my God. Ek sou 10-10-1 gesê, Here, asseblief, ek kan nie swem nie. So as die water hier, dan verdrink ek vandag. But you know what, it's not, none of our faith saved us. Die rede kom ek het vir julle noem, want nie een van ons geloof wie daar deurgeloop het, het ons gered uit daagie. Nobody's faith saved them that day. It was Christ. Love. To save us. To get us through to another place. To tell us, you're not slaves anymore. You're sons. Julle is nie nou meer slawe nie, julle is diensknegte. Stap deur. Julle stap weg van die slavernij af. En baie keer wanneer ons dier die moeilike tye gaan en ons sukkel, dan dink ons, my geloof moet my red. Ek kan jou nou sê, dat is tye wat jou geloof jou niks gaan help. It's just that Christ will walk into your life and then he will change something for you. David en Tobias sou die mees geestelikste antwoord uitgedink het vir die dag. Ek weet nie, maar ek sien die engele en ek sien hoe maak hulle. They would have been the gift of discernment of spirits en ek weet nie wat al sê. But you know, it's not their gift that saves them. All I want to say to you this morning is that Christ is committed to helping you through your weakness. Christ is committed to do that. Maar hy toerie. Hy vat het nie net weg. He'll give you the ability to conquer it. The only question that I need to ask all of us this morning, do you want it? Do you want that relationship with Christ where he will give you the ability to go through anything in your life? Ryan, this morning I want to pray for you, my brother. I want you to come to the front because I really believe God wants to touch you. There's an assignment out in your life and I'm just sad at how everything just happens to you and it must stop this morning. I don't want anybody and anything to touch you anymore. It stops this morning. No more abuse from the outside where people just guns for you because Christ loves you too much. He doesn't want it to happen to you. And we're going to pray and trust God that it will stop this morning. I can't promise anything but I really want to pray for you. All that I want to say this morning is that Christ wants to stop the spiritual abuse. There's so much abuse going on in Christians' lives. They can't stop it. They can't cover it. We're a mess. Christ wants to stop the spiritual abuse. Almer and myself, we hate to see people suffer like that. We want to get you into the right yoke. I can't promise you anything, but we want to get you into the right yoke where you will look at your circumstances and you will say, God, I will get through this because I'm walking with you. And you know what a yoke is? A yoke is something that the one big cow is in, and then there's a small cow. Now we the small cows. Christ is the big cow, and we just walk with him. And it doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances is. Christ will tell you, I'll get you through this. Just walk with me. I know you're worried about your faith. I know. I don't want you to worry about that now. All that I want you is to look me in the eye and just trust me. Some of us are in yokes that is making us sick. We're in yokes. We're in bondage to sin. We're in bondage to debt. Ons is slave van soveel goed because we're not in the right yoke. And I'm trusting God this morning that he will speak into our ears, my grace is sufficient for you. Because when you're weak, I will show myself powerfully inside of you. I'll carry you through this. I'll take it. That's my heart for this morning.